I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Good Monday afternoon. By the way, Candy's is closed today. They don't open until 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, no!
8 o'clock tomorrow night.
If you're curious.
You know, I thought of a better phone number for him.
No.
We're
not going there.
We're done. Okay.
Candy's with a K is in a little bit of legal trouble in Pennsylvania.
Is that an I or a Y?
It's a Y,
it's
Dan.
Y,
it's a Y.
That's a great question.
Very odd. Important. I would have gone with the I. Upscale joint like that.
Maybe an IE. Who knows?
I don't know if we're going to have
time.
I don't know.
Enough room on the side of the bus.
Cody Tapp just brought in his journalism class. I think they're over at UMKC and they're right there. And I wanted so badly just to say, run. Don't do it.
That's the same class. I didn't take it with Cody Tapp. I took it with the previous professor, but that's the same class that I took at UMKC.
Is it?
It is.
Did you love it?
I did. It was different back then. It was called Radio and TV Personality. And now it's like podcasting.
Is that the one that Joel?
Yes.
Why am I?
I almost said Goldberg, no. And then I almost said another Joel. I know 50 Joels.
Former weather guy, Channel 9.
Oh my gosh!
Why am I having a brain fart?
Pete Grigsby?
No.
He has a podcast. I've known
Joel,
him for 30 years.
I've been on his
Stop
podcast.
It.
Joel Osteen?
No.
Joel. Now you've made
Dan,
me forget.
Dan, you've worked at Channel 9.
With him, and you've made me forget.
J. Cole?
No. Nichols.
Lil Joel.
No.
Joel Dirk?
Was it Joel Nichols?
Nichols.
No, it was not.
Oh. Do you remember your professor's name?
I do.
Can you say it?
Peter Morello.
Why do I know that name?
I don't know. He worked in the industry.
Oh. Did you ever get to tour the radio station?
Yeah. Well, I already worked here.
Oh.
By the way, I could not help but notice
the special bathroom downstairs
during one of the football games over the weekend. I could not help but notice that there was an advertisement that if you watch one of the morning shows, you know, it sweeps because I've been out of TV so long. I don't look at the calendar, nor do I care anymore. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I had forgotten November's knocking at the door. For those of you who don't know, that's one of the four ratings months where no one can go on vacation and everyone is vying for your eyeballs and
poor viewers.
You're going to see a lot of, you know, watch tonight, breaking news, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff, right?
A lot of black light exposés.
Yes. So what is really behind that hotel door? Like, right. We
you don't want to know.
Yeah, right.
Candies.
We went undercover to Candies.
So I can't even talk about some of the stories we did in the name of Sweeps. I can't because it's mortifying. It's mortifying.
Give me one.
I could sit for hours and tell you, but there was one where we knew at a certain location there were things going on in a massage parlor that are probably not board certified above board.
Like it would make Candy blush?
Yes.
Okay.
The lotion parlors.
And so we sent in our producer because you couldn't send in, you know, someone that's recognizable from television. We sent in our producer with a purse of some sort, satchel with a hole in the bottom and a camera. They called it the handy cam, you know, to show
really?
what it was called. And it was just one of those tiny little old, you know, the kind back when we were having kids, you filmed the birth of the baby, those teeny tiny little
handy cam. That's what it was called. Yeah.
So he went in and
Scott's brain went somewhere else.
Tried to get the woman at the counter to say that that's what, because, you know, at the point that you go back there and those things are happening, you are now breaking the law and you can't break the law. So he was trying to get her to say at the front counter, you know, what would be going on if he did go back there, which he couldn't because that would be breaking the law.
Trying to capture a lot of euphemisms.
One
on
of
tape.
The funniest handy cam undercover investigations. I'm sorry, you don't have to go deep undercover when a place like that is open at like 11:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. You don't have to go that undercover to know that there's probably something going on there that should not be going on there. And it was like, well, you know, I mean, so like what exactly?
What can I get for 25?
Yes,
versus
it was
what
like
can
that.
I get for 50?
And she wasn't having any of it. She goes, no talk. Just do. No talk. Just do. That's what I remember about it. One of the
So did you ever?
Did he get a massage?
Did you ever get
No. Because once you go back there, you're breaking the law, Dan. And our legal was like, "Don't you dare go back there."
So did you ever get the story?
Well, the story was there's something going on back there behind the curtain.
Wait a minute. He totally could have gone back and gotten the massage. It's when it steps into...
Tune in tonight at 10 and find out. And I just remember thinking, this poor kid that we'd send in there, like, just act natural and just ask.
How old was he?
Oh, gosh. Sam's age at the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Anyway, I could not help but notice during...
This is really important stuff you're doing for journalism.
Highbrow. You know, somebody's going to win a Peabody. During the football games over the weekend, one of the stations is giving away money if you tune in like and watch. And Dan, I could not stop laughing because, you know, we were probably there when we were doing this back then, too, that someone in marketing comes up with this brilliant idea that if you just tune in to our morning show, we're going to give you $200.
Yeah.
These are multi-
Watch for the special code.
Billion dollar corporations.
Yeah.
One lucky winner has a chance at winning $200.
We'll tell you the code after traffic and weather.
Oh, please let me make up the code words. Today's password is, please God, someone watch. All is lowercase.
It, that's what they're saying, isn't it? Pretty much.
At the point that you're giving away.
$200 a
day. Yeah, I mean.
Today's password is. Candies.
Yeah. Candies with a K.
But when you plug it in,
massage
you
parlor.
Have to spell with it with a K. Oh, my God. Someone that class that just walked in, they're like, do you miss TV? Oh, my God, no. But there were some fun times, but no, I do not.
Well, I mean, same with radio. I'm not going to say radio is better or worse than it was when I was first getting started in the business. And, you know, when we were over at the old building in Westwood, it was just different, and we were very young and immature, and you know, the stunts that they used to do at the old building, in particular a radio station down the hall,
are now old and tired and have been done 30 years ago.
And can't be done. You can't
and
do
legally
it.
Legally can't be done again.
No, I mean, they were.
There are restraining orders.
It was so
still in
different.
Effect.
Yeah, probably. It was just so over the top. And I'll tell you about some during the break. I'm not even going to describe them on the air because it was just so crazy back in the day. But, I mean, but we've gotten older and I hope a little bit more mature.
Oh, yes.
But not mature enough that I don't laugh at a strip club named Candies with a K at 53. That's still kind of funny to me. You know?
Two-drink minimum.
Right, two-drink minimum.
No, it's BYOB.
By the way, we mentioned it earlier. Congratulations to Salvador Perez.
Yes.
Got the Roberto Clemente Award.
There's a reason he's not in studio today.
I did not know about this rule.
A couple reasons. They are not allowed in baseball for anyone to do media in baseball until the World Series is over, which I find to be a very stupid rule.
It is dumb.
Because there are 1,000 things one could talk about with your local baseball team that isn't in the World Series, which was outstanding over the weekend, that would have nothing to do with the World Series, but they're all embargoed. They are all embargoed no matter what. And the sports guys gave us an example that we got a new GM here. I don't know which GM it was, but it was during one of the World Series. We happened to get a new GM. They could not even roll out like the presser to meet the town because we're getting a new GM. Because it happened during the World Series.
Really?
They are that embargoed.
Is it the current GM?
I believe it's our current GM, yeah.
So dumb.
That is dumb. I mean, why wouldn't Major League Baseball want local stations like ours here in this building
to have a carve-out for this award that we could talk about that?
Not only that, but have local baseball players on to talk about how incredible the walk-off Grand Slam was on Friday night and how there was almost another one on Saturday night. And, you know, who do you think's going to win tonight? I mean, it keeps people talking about the very sport that you would think they want you to talk about.
In other regions of the country, by the way, where no one's really paying attention until there's a walk-off Grand Slam. And then I'm not going to lie, I went down that rabbit hole and paid attention.
We all did.
I love that guy.
913-586-7798.
When we get back, speaking of careers, flight attendants. They make how much? There's a story in the Stack that one flight attendant has filed for bankruptcy. She's got two side hustles on top of her flight attendant gig.
Mm-hmm. Get to that. Much more coming up in just a moment. 913-586-7798.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events.
major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.